New Orleans, an international city with a history, culture, and cuisine that draws millions of visitors annually from all over the world.
It's also home to 2019's Pride 48 Expo!
Pride 48 is pleased to announce the event for 2019 in New Orleans, Louisiana. Come join our family of podcasters and listeners Friday, August 16th through Sunday, August 18th. Join in all the fun and fellowship. It's not too late to book your excursion. Find more information at pride48.com.
Today is Wednesday, August 14th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and unfortunately, yesterday, I forgot to record. How do you forget to record? Like, I literally think that I literally think that I'm getting Alzheimer's, like, no joke at all. So I'm once again recording on my iPad setup, and the software itself is great, but I've got to find a microphone that's really good that'll hook directly into my iPad. I don't know if I said iPod, but... because anyway, right now I'm recording on my headset microphone, and it's not great. Well, at least it doesn't sound good in my ears. I don't know. I mean, maybe it sounds great, and I just don't know it. But I know some people have said, oh, I can't even notice the difference. When I say some, like one listener said that, right? But anyway, so I forgot to record yesterday. I don't know. Like, I don't know what happened. So on Monday, first of all, and I recorded on Monday, I know that I let everyone know I believe I did. I haven't listened to it, and I apparently my memory is shot, but I forgot. So we went to pick up the rental car. I had a little bit of work to do Monday morning. I didn't go into the office, but I did open my laptop, and I had to transfer over a couple of things I was working on to a couple of my teammates, and so I needed to send them some emails with some pertinent information and all that. And then I had a report that I had to generate for my boss, so I had to do that and send that over, and I did all of that stuff, and then at some point I recorded a podcast. Now I don't even know when it was. Every time I say podcast, there's a beginning of some show that Mark and I have listened to or something like that, where it says this podcast is part of, you know, whatever, but it says it like podcast, like with some accent, I don't know, and it must be a podcast, right? So now every time I say the word podcast, Mark and I go, podcast, but I recorded my podcast at some point on Monday, and now I don't remember like when it was, so so I don't remember if I told this story or not, so I apologize if I'm giving you information that you already had, but we went to rent the van, or I had already rented the van, but we went to pick up the van, so he dropped me off, but luckily, he came with me into the rental thing, and we did it from the local airport because I got a much better deal. We do have an Enterprise rent-a-car that's fairly close to where we live. The Enterprise is probably 5 to 10 minutes away, depending on traffic. The airport's 20 to 25 minutes away, but we went ahead and drove to the airport because I got a really good deal on the van. So I rented a minivan. This minivan, first of all, I mean, I know minivans are like not cool, but I don't know, minivans nowadays are so efficient and so cool about how they handle their seats. So this minivan, back when my parents had a Dodge Caravan, so this minivan is a Dodge Caravan. Back when my parents had a Dodge Caravan, if you wanted to get rid of the back seats, it was an option, but you had to take them out. So usually they had like a clamp sort of thing on the feet, and you had a button, you could release them, but then you had to actually pull them out and store them somewhere. So I have a lot of equipment, and I was worried. That's why I got a minivan, because I was like, last year I did an SUV, and I almost didn't have enough space. And so, and I thought, a minivan for sure will have the ability to take the seats out. When we got the minivan, all of the back seats, the two in the middle that are like what do they call them? The club seat, not club seats. They're bucket seats, but there's another word for it. But anyway, you pull a thing, you open up the floor, you literally open this compartment up in the floor, you pull a thing, and they fold down into the floor. It is amazing. And then you put this thing back on top of them, and it looks like they were never there. And the same thing with the back seat. The back seat, you open up the floor, there's a little latch thing, and you pull the thing up, and then you pull a lever, and they go down into the floor. It is amazing. And I'm sure all of you have seen this. But I thought for sure at least I was going to have to take out the middle seats and just store them in our garage while I was here in New Orleans. But I didn't. I mean, they just folded down. But anyway, back to my story. So we get there. I hand her my credit card and my driver's license, and she says, sir, I'm sorry, we cannot rent the car to you right now, or we can't give you possession of the vehicle because your driver's license expires while you still have the rental vehicle. Because my birthday is this Saturday, and my driver's license just happens to expire this year, or happened to expire this year on my birthday. So she was like, I'm sorry, sir, you're going to have to go to the DMV and wait in line and get it. So anyway, Mark took me home. I drove to the DMV. Luckily, it was only about an hour wait, maybe an hour and a half total after I, got my picture taken and all that kind of stuff. And actually, the other thing is, I was super happy with the picture. Like, I'm never happy with pictures of me at all, but for a driver's license picture, it's really good. I mean, it's not like something you'd put on your, Grindr or Tinder profile or something like that. But it's actually, for a driver's license, it's a good picture. And so I did that. And then at some point I recorded a podcast. I don't even remember. And then I started getting stuff together. I had already started packing throughout the week before, but I really was putting things in the correct crates that they needed to be in. I bought a couple of extra crates because I decided it was going to be much more efficient to pack things in crates rather than the big suitcase I'd used last year, because the suitcase doesn't have square edges. The suitcase itself that I have, that's this Pelican case, and it's meant to protect equipment, but it's super heavy. Like, the suitcase on its own is probably 50 pounds. And so it just added a lot of weight to everything. So I bought these really cool collapsible crates that when you're not using them, they collapse down to maybe an inch or an inch and a half in height, and you can stack a bunch of them together and they don't take up a lot of room. So I did that, and then I packed things. Mark came home around 5, but it took me until 7:30. So we went back to the airport. I was able to get the van. We brought it back. I folded the seats down and was amazed at how efficient and space-saving this van was. And then I'm like, hey, would it be really... I was talking to Mark. I'm like, maybe my new vehicle should be a Dodge minivan. Because it's so cool the way the seats... No, but that's not cool at all. To go from like a Nissan 370Z, which is what I drive now, to a Dodge Caravan, that's not very cool. But anyway, so I didn't finish packing until about 7:30, and I got on the road about 7:30, and I drove. I mean, nothing. I actually watched. I know, don't give me emails. But the way I keep myself awake when I have long trips is I download stuff on Netflix, and I mostly just listen to it. I don't like. I'm not staring at a screen. But I had a bunch of episodes of Hasan Minhaj, I can't remember what the name of the show is, but it's like a political comedy, like a daily new like the Daily Show or something, but it's just 20 minutes of him standing up on stage giving a monologue about some topic. Anyway, it's really good if you like funny political, you know, funny takes on different things that are going on in the world. So that, and then Supernatural, I was way behind on this current season. And then I've also been rewatching Star Trek The Next Generation, so I had some of those as well. Anyway, so, and then I decided I was going to drive really, really far so I would have less to go on Tuesday. So I drove 7 hours. So I stopped in Vicksburg, Mississippi at an Ameristar hotel and casino. I didn't go to the casino, but I figured the hotel would be nicer if it was attached to a casino. And so I called them and they said, yeah, you can check in all the way up to 3 a.m. or something. So I got there about 2:45 and I checked in. I slept. I got up the next morning around 10 because checkout was at 11. I got back on the road. At some point, I stopped for some KFC for lunch, and then I got into New Orleans around 4. But for some reason, and I had reserved a suite, like a one-bedroom with a living room, and because I don't always do that, but it's my birthday, and I was like, I want to get a nice suite at the Ritz and just stay there like 2 days, and then I'll move over to the Holiday Inn. The suite was, it was supposed to be ready at 4, and it took them 2 additional hours to get it ready. And so I went to and used the steam room for about 45 minutes, the dry sauna, just so I didn't get all, you know, all wet from the wet sauna. And luckily they gave that to me for free for Tuesday because they were closing at 6, and I went down there at like 4:15. And then they had my room ready actually a little bit earlier than they had said. It was ready about 5:45. And then last night, I just watched the rest of my Supernatural episodes in the room. And anyway, I'm running out of music, so I'll end it here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more episodes of LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. See you guys tomorrow, if I remember. Bye, everyone.